we've had another guest here sitting here patiently. She's been anxious to talk. In fact, she's had some good comments that wasn't on the air. But Shelley, how do you pronounce your last name?
Knadler.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't even try that one. I would have missed it. Shelley Knadler.
Hey, Shelley.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
She's
thanks
for having
trip
me.
Coach.
Yes.
Is that right? Premier Concierge Travel
yes.
Service. That sounds pretty cool. So tell us a little bit about how you coach on trips.
Well, it's not too different than how you and Wayne coach people on their business. Same concept is that, you know, my specialty is travel, and what I care about is that people have an incredible vacation or honeymoon or whatever it is that they want to do. I developed a team because it's very hard to be an expert in every part of the country. So what I've put together is a team of people, and each of us cover different types of trips and different destinations. And we've invested our time and our money to be experts in those destinations, so that when you come to us or me and you want to do a specific trip, let's say you want to have a romantic vacation to the Caribbean, I work with you individually. I no one is alike. No one wants the same thing. We all want unique travel experiences. And so I work with each of you to put together that perfect match.
Is that the difference? Because, you know, the burning question in my mind is people do so much online these days, and they'll book their own trips. They think they're saving money, and they think if they go to a travel agent or a travel coach that it's going to cost them more, and why should they go to them?
Exactly.
So what would be your answer to them?
This is the biggest misconception, and it's I really appreciate the time to explain it, because what people don't realize is that Expedia is a travel agent. They're just a travel agent that gives no service. So they're actually...
That's a great statement.
That's good.
It's incredible what we're able to give a customer for the same price that they get through Expedia. So it is a misconception that it's less expensive to book online. And the problem is it ends up being more expensive, because do you really want to make a mistake with that one chance to get away each year? We go...
She's good. She's like real good.
Well, I'm so passionate about this because, what is the most important... What do you remember every year? You remember your vacation. That's the time when you're able to connect, to relax, to experience something new. And, oh my gosh, if you get that wrong... I'm very passionate in getting it right.
You know, Shelley, it's funny you say that, because I don't take a lot of trips. I'm not a guy that likes to take trips. And my wife talked me into going to the Punta. Oh, it was hot there. But that's another story.
Punta Cana.
Hot as a Punta. That's what we say in my family now. But the point that I want to make is my wife called a travel agent. And I also at the time was thinking, honey, why are you doing that? It's probably going to cost more. And you want to know when I absolutely knew my wife was right on the mark with that. Well, she didn't know you back then, so she couldn't choose you. But we were sitting on these recliners right at the pool, and our room was right there. Mm-hmm. It was literally the best room in the hotel.
Right.
And the only way you would have known that is if you were experienced enough that had been there and knew that this is the best room. We even, the agency asked us to postpone it a week because these rooms were the perfect rooms to be in.
Exactly.
And that is the reason to have a travel agent, to be able to help you through this stuff. Because you're right, there's no way we would have known that.
No, actually, it's really interesting. When we go and preview properties, we look at every single room category. And let me tell you, when you go to 15 resorts on an island and you look at every single room category, it really, what it does is it enables you to compare side by side. You know, if you go to TripAdvisor, you're looking at somebody who went there once. I've been to 15 resorts and I can compare the views, the food, the beaches, the complete feel. Who are you going to be vacationing with?
Right.
That's always important, too.
That is such a great point. Give them your company name and phone number and website, and then we'll go to break.
All right. My company name is My Trip Coach. My number is 919-623-3521. And you can always find us online, and we'll connect you with the right trip coach.
One more time. Say it one more time.
919-623-3521, Shelley at My Trip Coach.
We'll be right back with the Trip Coach. This is 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, the new WSIC. I am Joe Vagnone, and I'm here with one of the smartest men I know, Wayne Beidleman. And if it's Friday morning, your business matters. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Local Biz Now. I'm Joe Vagnone, and I'm here with one of the smartest men I know, Wayne Beidleman, and we are here talking with the Trip Coach.
I want you to say her name.
Shelley?
Shelley what?
I'm not going to do that to her.
Knadler, right?
Knadler.
That's right.
Hey,
Shelley,
something we talked about on the break was that you've got some small trips planned already mm-hmm. that people could jump in on, right? Do you want
That's
to describe
right.
some of those?
Sure, sure. And everything is on our website on www.mytripcoach.com under small groups. But this just gives you a little bit idea of some of the trips that we do. Starting in February, we have a small group trip going out to Vietnam led by Sharon. And Sharon is a person that has traveled to over 48, 50 countries. She's been to Africa 45 times alone. But Sharon is a really experienced traveler and loves taking small groups to unique places. So she'll be heading to Vietnam. It's a great trip.
So you'll
February.
Have a leader with you that
yes.
knows what they're doing.
She pretty much makes sure that everything goes smoothly. You don't have to think. You just and she makes sure that you have those unique experiences. Then in May, we have two trips going out. One is my favorite. It's a small group food and wine adventure to Greece.
All
and
right.
we're actually staying in some fabulous places.
That works for you, doesn't it?
That works for me.
Yes.
It's one of the places is a mansion in Santorini that we have to ourselves. It's just going to be gorgeous. Mm. And that's very small, and I want to make sure everybody knows that our trips are very independent. It's not like you're on a tour where everybody has to do the same thing. We've got another trip in May going to Namibia, again led by Sharon.
And going where?
Namibia. That's Namibia? A part of Africa that will be just exquisite and beautiful and less traveled to. It's a really unique experience there, and Sharon will do that. And then we've got another trip in June going to Cuba, led by Lucy, who is a local professor, and she's very, very... She's just a great leader for Cuba. That's what she does.
I'm going to hook up with Lucy.
That would be interesting.
And
yeah.
that trip is going to be really, really amazing.
Well, I didn't invite you to go with me and Lucy on the trip.
Trust me, I will not go on a trip with you. There's no problem there.
Stop with the... That was pretty good.
So how long are some of these trips? I mean, are they like...
You know, most of them are about 10 days, but my favorite, I haven't gotten to my favorite, is a South African safari in next October or November time frame.
That's I'm taking ride a rhinoceros.
That's what and, you need, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. You won't believe it. Starts out with food and wine north in Cape Town in the Winelands, and then we go and do some adventure-type things in Cape Town and some cooking classes, and then we'll go to the safari and end up in Vic Falls. So it'll be really fabulous. But anyway, all of that information is out there.
That is really cool. Let's back up for a
yes.
minute. How did you get in this business? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. I actually was in research for years and years, and I saw the need. Some people kept coming and asking me to put together itineraries for Europe. I'm pretty experienced in Europe. And I started with an itinerary business, and it just grew and grew. And I wanted to be able to do the complete package for people. And there's actually really a need for taking the hard part out of traveling, and that's what we do.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because that is why I don't like traveling. I don't like not knowing every single move. It's
right.
constant.
Right.
Where someone like my wife, she enjoys not knowing.
Right.
I'm the kind of guy, I want to know what it looks like down the street when
Joe,
I take a left.
Joe has to be in control.
Well, you know, what's really cool is we have, so now when somebody's traveling, let's say you're going to Venice and Florence and Rome, and you want to do it on your own. You don't really want to get off a bus with 30 other people. But
I don't even want to get on the bus with 30
exactly.
other people.
Exactly. So what I have
is... They don't want to get on the bus with you either.
Yeah. And, you know, so you and a couple friends want to do this, and what I have is I put together a complete detailed itinerary that you download on your phone, complete with walking maps. So you arrive in Venice, and I
are a detailed research person.
I'm pretty detailed, and so you know you have your time on your own. You don't want to waste it. You have maybe 3 days in Venice. I make sure that on your own you know what to do. Of walking maps, it's all on your phone, or you can print it out. So it enables you to really make the most of a destination. How I would want to travel.
What's your Make favorite the most of your trip.
Yes. What's your favorite destination?
You know, I always say my favorite destination is the one I haven't been to yet.
You knew that was coming. You knew that was coming.
I have to say that I just fell in love with South Africa. It actually blew me away. I have kind of three loves, and the other two would be Provence. I have an incredible personal guide in Provence that gets you to all.
I don't even know where that is.
Provence is so if you know where Nice is on the Riviera, just go north, and it's this beautiful area with food and wine and small town hilltop towns. And I have a guide there that was a concierge for 30 years, and he actually drives people around and introduces them to all these small little towns.
Oh, see, now I would like that.
It's really fabulous. It's fantastic. And then my other love is Italy.
Love Italy.
Go to one of the lesser known areas where they have the best wine is the Piedmont area, south of Turin. It's just incredible. And so I have people on location there that help get you to the right places.
Okay, we've only got about 30 seconds.
All right.
Tell people why they should come to you rather than their other choices in travel agents, travel coaches.
Well, I think that why people should contact us is because we're passionate about your trip.
We're passionate about your trip. And she's been there and knows that.
And you can hear the passion.
You are listening to Local Biz Now with Joe Vagnone and Wayne Beidelman. If it's Friday morning, your business matters. We'll see you next week.